This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmat with news and commentary for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. The world is paying attention to the coronavirus outbreak while people in local communities like Port Townsend are waiting to see how it affects them and what they need to do in order to stay safe. Jefferson Healthcare is discouraging people from coming into the hospital if they feel they have the virus unless there is an urgent health condition requiring immediate intervention. Patients that are experiencing flu-like symptoms or other respiratory illnesses and are concerned about possible exposure to COVID-19 should contact their primary care provider for guidance. If you do not have a primary care provider, please contact the public health department. There are still no reported cases of coronavirus in Jefferson County as a potential infection of Chimicum High School students tested negative. But much of our population falls into the highest risk category, people over 60 with respiratory issues. Jefferson County Health Officer Dr. Thomas Locke told KPTZ that 80% of people who contract the virus will suffer symptoms similar to the common cold. For 20%, those in the high-risk category, it will feel like the flu. Of these, 5% will require hospitalization. At last night's Port Townsend City Council meeting, City Manager John Morrow said that people need to do three things in the face of this situation. Stay informed by checking the Center for Disease Control and Washington Department of Health websites for the latest information. Be aware of your own habits and work together with other people and agencies toward creating a safe environment. The standard flu season advice, hand washing, mouth covering, and staying home when you're sick are in place. A newer caution is discouraging people from touching their face, especially after touching a public surface like a stair rail or doorknob. This is a hard habit to learn. At last night's meeting, Morrow pointed out that every person present except for one touched their face during his presentation. Officials are hoping that some of these new habits stay in place after the current situation is resolved, as such habits can prevent disease in or out of flu season. Another habit that is bound to become part of modern manners is the elbow bump instead of a handshake, where people actually touch each other. Social networking is an important part of communication, although people need to rely on official sources for important factual information. Sites like Nextdoor or Facebook are good places to stay connected, but mostly to share observations like how paranoia can lower your immune system, or to observe that people swarming Costco for bottled water, toilet paper, and other supplies are still scarfing the free samples from a public tray. Beginning tomorrow, Jefferson Healthcare will launch a dedicated COVID-19 respiratory illness nurse contact line to answer specific questions. Additionally, the hospital is looking into exploring a dedicated space for evaluating patients with respiratory illnesses. The number, which will be activated on Wednesday morning, 360-344-9044. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to KPTZ for the latest coronavirus news.